Pickaxe.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wasn't that lovely, huh? Good. Nice upbeat intro there.
I like the BPM.
Yeah, it's good BPM. Gives me a very weekend vibe. I don't know why.
Yeah. Yeah, that 80s kind of synth vibe, yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Anyway, welcome to the Hatchet Podcast, episode 104, turns out. I thought it was 103, so I've lost some time there.
Well, there was a gap, wasn't
easy
there, last
do.
Week?
So
I was away.
Yeah. We are your hosts... Three men with opinions. Chris Trott.
Oh. Hi, Chris Trott. My name's Ross Hornby. I am one man with an opinion.
And I am first amongst equals, Alex Smith.
Brilliant.
Another man with opinion.
That's your opinion, man. Thank you to Zach Wilde for that wonderful fingal. Would you believe that's from 2019?
In a way, yes.
Yeah.
The backlog is big, but also... Has there been many fresh ones?
No, there's not been any fresh ones.
Films? Oh, okay.
This is an urgent appeal. Kind of like when they do it, the charity events, and they have those black and white imagery. Yeah, Pudsey.
The Pudsey?
Very similar vibe.
Loves a Pudsey. I love Pudsey. I love the original. What was Pudsey in?
He's my favorite one-eyed bear.
Has Pudsey ever been in anything, or is he literally just a mascot?
He's made for that.
Just a mascot.
As a kid, I always presumed they'd got him from somewhere. Like, oh, it's like a bit like
Rupert, the bear.
Yeah. No. Exactly.
There are different bears. He's
and they messed him up. Like, they kidnapped him, punched his eye, and then forced him to work this charity event once a year.
That's fucked up.
That's messed up, isn't it? But, again, this is an urgent appeal.
Child
for Fingles. That's what I was trying to get to. If we could get some Fingles, please. If you're musically inclined... We'd love
blind
to.
Pudsey, totally. Trot will take the other eye.
I'll take the other eye. And I'm not prone to blinding animals, so I am prone, sorry.
Just happens.
Blinding animals.
Do you think he'd look more badass with just literally one band around both eyes? Like he's blindfolded into a scenario.
Kind of like dead.
Would it look more scary, like some sort of terrorist scenario? Like he's like under threat.
Well, there's a lot of truth behind the eyes, isn't there? So hiding that truth...
Yeah. Well, if I held a gun to Pudsey's head, would you donate more money?
I don't have that. I mean, it would suck, right?
I'd be more excited everywhere. If you like stuffed for every pound I donated, you put a pound of TNT inside his body. That would be.
He's not big enough.
Well, you get one of the big ones, the mascot size ones. Per person,
yeah,
a real person has to be in there. Yeah.
I picture the human sized ones.
But like you know. A politician in there.
Kind of like the Masked Singer, but like, who's getting shot as Pudsey?
yeah. Who is it? Are we stuffing in the Pudsey bomb suit? Oh, Jesus Christ. This is pretty dark.
Oh, it's the end of Red Nose Day. Clink.
Thanks for the 6
amount
million.
Of money.
And we get over 6 million, we're going to blow him up.
Their death certificate, it was... Elon Musk. And everyone cheers. Anyway, let's move on to our hypotheticals of the week. You ready?
It's dark.
For these ones?
I'm ready, I'm warmed up.
He's warm for it. It's a very warm day, by the way. Very hot, so apologies if we are scatterbrained. And it gets progressively worse throughout the podcast. Yeah. So, what's our first voted for Patreon choice question?
Ding dong, ding dong. Patreon question number one. You're live streaming. It's a hilarious IRL one. You've just bought 10 scratchies and a lottery ticket because why not? You discover whilst live you're a multimillionaire. What are your next steps? I mean, it'd make for a hell of a stream, wouldn't it? I'd just be like,
stream.
Guys, let's keep streaming this. Let's go to the fucking, let's go to the dealership, you know?
Well, this is an issue, right?
You've scratched it off yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what the question is asking us.
I don't know who wrote it.
I don't know who would have written such a crazy question.
Seems very specific,
doesn't
it?
I think someone wants to know if, once you've seen the correct, whatever it is, apples or whatever the goddamn shapes they give you in those scratch cards, you've seen the correct ones line up. Do you say it? So, do you say what you see?
What, live? Or do you
say, there's another dud. Pocket that one.
And you have to, like, bottle those emotions. nothing. Nothing there.
Yeah, I mean,
I've got to go.
I don't think I could contain it. I think that's the problem.
I think you're quite reactive. Like, if something happens, especially, you would react to it.
Whoa!
Yeah, and also the fact that during the, like, we've done one of those streams before, during that stream, like, you are constantly looking for any kind of win. And so, when you do match them up, I don't think it's going to be a quick, like, a quiet, like, oh, shit, I'll keep this to, or just, it's just a pound. And then go and cash
out.
You'd
have to be so
on it. I don't know.
To, like,
you would
prepare for that. Because obviously the consequences that this question puts you in is the fact that you have an audience watching you become a millionaire if you announce it. And if you're doing an IRL stream, they could probably figure out what shop you're in. And if you keep streaming, there's a chancer out there that's like, that guy's got a winning ticket that he hasn't cashed in yet. You know?
So you're worried about being robbed by the public. They're aware of what you've just won as well. So
desperate times, desperate measures. I think, holy shit, that goddamn content creator does not need to be a millionaire. I feel like I deserve that more. I know where they are right now. I'm going to take that. There's nothing they can do.
Right.
Yeah, but that's just your little scared little reptile brain saying that, isn't it?
But that might happen, though. What if someone in the office took it?
I don't know.
You comes in with a knife and says,
"It could happen."
This is my fucking family, you bastards.
What if a random guy breaks into your house right now and creeps up behind you and stabs you in the neck and takes all your shit?
I think the chances are higher, though, while announcing you're a multimillionaire and I haven't cashed it in yet versus just being in your house.
Because that's a free ticket. That's open. That's an open ticket to money.
I've got it.
I don't think that would happen. I don't think you live in the Truman Show. I think
you don't know that.
You might say that, and people would be like, maybe he has, maybe he hasn't. You know, and they just probably won't do anything. I mean, we find out that people are millionaires, billionaires all the time, and nobody does anything.
Okay. The next step, then. It doesn't happen,
people
right?
People have literally stolen hundreds of millions of pounds off of us in the form of PPE contracts, and nobody's done anything about it. I really don't think anything would happen, personally, but go on.
So that doesn't happen, then. We don't get robbed. However, it's now known amongst all your friends, family, everything like that, that you're a multi-millionaire. How do you cope with that? Because then you're going to suddenly start having friendly people coming up to you and being like, we haven't connected in ages. We should really get together. Like, I miss speaking to you. How are you paying for this meal today? Like, we should have a really fancy meal somewhere. Also,
it really depends on who it is.
I haven't been able to pay rent in like 2 months.
I mean, if it's family, I mean, ding, 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 lucky you, you're related to Alex Smith, you're going to be sorted out, basically, is how I would see it. It's like reasonable requests,
it's
of course.
It's a friend you haven't seen in 10 years.
Well, then no.
Okay.
I mean, it's simple.
There's boundaries.
But
what if they've just like come back and they threaten you with things that they know about your youth to ruin your internet success?
I don't have anything to worry about.
What about that time you flashed a school of children?
Lucky them.
Whoops.
They got to see my junk.
Should have paid me, bitch.
I was underage as well, motherfuckers. I was 15, baby. Doesn't matter. Stick me in juvie.
Jesus.
We actually specifically got a picture of you when you turned 16 and there were 15-year-olds and below watching.
In the reflections of the glasses that I didn't wear at the time, but you could see
video
in the reflection.
Of you helicoptering next to the school window, laughing your head off.
Oh.
This is so funny. Would that be classed as is it a perverse act or just like a prank in that scenario?
Because yeah,
like, you think about like Jackass, they're getting their cocks and like asses out all the time. If you moony someone, is that a sex crime or is it just a bit of a prank at the time?
Or I mean, technically, at least, right?
It's about whether
public
or not you, if you really like, you know, if a person pressed their bare ass up against a bus window, all right, which has happened, we've seen it happen before,
and then
and
shot
you genuinely, you then got all the details of that person, who they were, where they live, how to find them exactly, and you could genuinely convince, you know, a police person or, you know, a court. That they,
we all know, a butt print traumatized is like a fingerprint too, so you could swap that.
Exactly. Yeah, they swap. They take a perfect negative of the ass print. And then,
like
like Charles says, not a lot of people know this, but no two people have the same butt print. Like,
what if there was a technicality? What was it?
So just to finish what I was going to say, you might be able to get somebody on a sex crime, but. The thing is, right, and this is something I think a lot of people miss about the law, is that, like, laws exist, but whether or not you have the evidence and the process in place to see them actioned is a completely different thing.
Or if it's worth their time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what's the technicality is based on whether your cheeks were closed or open. So, like, you're pressing against a glass window, but
this
then there's...
It makes it a lot easier to take a pressing.
Your open butthole is now, like, basically really visible, and your ball bag's underneath there as well. They can see the whole thing. It's smushed against
that's
the...
That's a lot more exposure than just the butt.
Well, you've accidentally just kissed the glass with your open asshole.
Yeah, well, that's an open and shut case at that point, because there's so much evidence to go on.
You're going to, and they're all taking pictures.
They're taking like casts of it.
It's a coach full of kids ready to go to fucking Alton Towers wherever they're going for the day.
There's so many photos,
and you thought it was funny.
They're able to recreate a 3D photogrammetry recreation of the event.
They're able to create a sex toy from it. That's how much data they've got. You know, like. They send it off to the same people that make the branded sex toys. Like,
this is quickly here as I pinch to zoom. Yes, there is butthole there, right there.
I present to you, Your Honor, irrefutable evidence that this is indeed the butthole. Mr. Smith, would you care to drop your trousers for the court? I don't mean anyone.
There it is.
Does this look like the same butthole? There's like a lineup, like a like Usual Suspects. Everybody bends over and shows their butthole.
You know,
can you identify the butthole in question, sir?
On a little stamp. They do
stamp
that, but
lines.
Like novelty butt size. They get a butt print and then
huge
slam
plate.
It onto paper.
We're measuring the wrinkles. We're using algorithms to measure the wrinkles.
And also, the distance between the balls and the asshole is always a unique sort of distance as well for every human being. No two people have the same distance.
Down to the micron level, right?
Like you have to go down real low to get the distinction. But I mean, you won't be able to do it with a school ruler.
How do you mean?
Me.
What, to the edge of the sack? I feel like there's probably some with similar distances.
So it's all regulation stuff. So you've got to hold the person at a 45-degree angle, right, to get the perfect bollock angle. So what you want to do is you want the bollocks to be hanging away from the body if you can. It needs to be on a hot day, ideally after a shower. You're 45-degree with the body, and then that creates sort of Pythagoras theorem,
locking
I think,
the knees
comes into
or not
this.
Locking the knees?
Well, which it doesn't. You can lock the knees if you want. It depends how tall you are, because obviously, if you're really tall and you lock your knees, the ball rating is going to be really high up. Which they might not have the instruments there for that kind of range. Anyway, you got the balls, and then you measure the point from the base of where the lowest point of the balls, as they hang from your 45-degree body, to the butthole, and that creates the triangle of truth.
It's Pythagoras.
It is Pythagoras.
The truth triangle.
Pythagoras, more like.
Pythagoreans. And this is why it takes so long to get through a court case, because of all these triangulations.
All of these processes in place. When I went to look at unis years ago, I went to Bournemouth Uni, and I didn't go to Bournemouth. I looked at Bournemouth Uni. They had a criminology like class starting there, or like whatever. It was one of the many, like my degree, PR, where they just like, let's just start saying we could do degrees and things and just use modules. But basically, my degree was like half
get the loan
media.
From the government. It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Let's make it up. Let's do
not
comic
the criminology
book courses.
is that specifically, but they definitely had like this new course that they were running, and they had like a tent out for, like, you know, when they put a tent over and you find a dead body and things like that. And it's pretty morbid stuff, but that's what I imagine you would learn, is how to measure those angles.
That's the first thing you learn. Most important thing is the triangulation.
Pythagoras theorem.
Pythagoras.
Yeah.
But this stems from, so if you won 20 million,
yeah,
I wouldn't tell anyone.
How would you identify the body?
I wouldn't tell anyone if it was not necessarily the streaming, live streaming thing. The live streaming element, I would probably be honest and just be like, look, we won fucking silly amount of money. And also just, you know, we could donate some. What?
You said you wouldn't tell anyone. Apart from the hundreds of thousands of people. In that scenario,
if we were doing it live stream and we won like a million on a scratch card or something, I would announce it. I would be, oh my God, this is amazing. And then like whatever. And then, yeah, we'd just be very careful and, you know, make sure we cashed it as soon as.
Right.
If anything, donate some to charity. You know, we just won a big and people have donated or whatever on that stream.
50 quid to Pudsey.
At least 50. At least. Maybe 25. Let's not be crazy.
Fuck charity. No way. No way. I wouldn't donate to charity.
We're going
to
set up our own fund.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what I'd do. I'd be much more interested.
See where that money
there are certain causes, like there are certain like diseases and things that I really want researched and cured, please.
Yeah. Things that will genuinely affect us.
Yeah, but I don't particularly want to get involved in the structure and machinations of charities. Like a lot of these charities, like they have huge staff bills, huge like CEO costs. Like, I don't know, I'm pretty fucking skeptical of a lot of those things. But yeah, no, certain causes definitely. But I also kind of just wanted to get fuck charity in there because it's like an exciting soundbite that people can go like, ooh, the things they say on this podcast, you know? I don't necessarily want to fuck all charities. Some of them are pretty hot though.
Right, I see. But no, if privately I won the lottery, I would probably keep it quiet and continue living my life without people hassling me for money.
I mean, you don't naturally tell people...
I'd be more
generous
in general. I'd just be like, well, yeah, I'll pay for this. Or do you want that? Oh, yeah, I'll get it. Don't worry.
How would you subtly?
But you wouldn't. You don't naturally tell people.
Spend it.
Really,
tax rebate. It's fine.
You're making more money. You don't like, even if you're doing well in your job versus like some people. You just don't go up to a person and go, oh, never guess how much I'm earning now. You know that doesn't really come up.
Some people show it though. Some people suddenly they've got a brand new fucking sports car and they're driving like, hang on a second, what is this guy? Is he dodging taxes? What's going on? Maybe they're upgraded in a big way, or they're wandering around with Rolexes and fancy suits. It's like,
what would you do with your wealth? To like,
what I do with the wealth?
Be subtle.
How much are we talking here? 100 million? 50 million?
Well, yeah, 20, 10 like million. Euro million style.
Like, Euro million. Whoa. So like 100 million.
Yeah, big.
That's thing I'd probably do. Like literally the first, not like the first thing you do quite early. You Assassins, could probably go and buy an extremely nice car on the day.
Oh, yeah.
It's 100 million. You could just go down to. I mean, there's quite a few. There's McLaren, there's Ferrari, there's all sorts of nice car shops in Bristol.
So you're not
you could
really
just go there and buy one.
The fact that you've got this windfall.
I bought a McLaren.
He's bought a McLaren. He's driving off with.
So you're fine with
720.
Ross is like going the opposite way of. Hiding it, but you're like just, very much I've just got a lot of money, I've got a McLaren.
It's all a joke anyway. It's all like, well, I mean, that is, but I mean, if you earn that amount of money, if you won that amount of money, your life is just like, it's hilarious, really. Like the amount of it's absurd, is what I'm saying.
Which
like,
we're trying to consider the disingenuous relationships that you'll have there onwards. Do you know what I mean? Like we've already discussed this in length about fucking what's his name, Notch, where the moment he moved to LA, he lived this kind of very fake, vapid lifestyle, dancing around with Selena Gomez and Zed as if he's like one of them.
It certainly brings out the truth in people, and like even your friends that you considered like good people, like suddenly are a little bit more eager to hang out with you or whatever, and you can't tell whether it's like just because they genuinely want to hang out with me or if it's because they know that they're gonna have a good time with my money.
Well, it's about whether or not you want to hang out with them as well though.
Oh sure.
That's the way to judge it. Just like, would you want to hang out with them? Like,
it could be people that
you're not going to be tricked. I think you're very worried about being tricked, Trot. I think that seems to be the central theme of what you're worried about, being stolen from or tricked.
I think it's a genuine fear.
This is a story that's come out of lottery wins a lot.
Yeah, where people disingenuous lose friends. Their minds over it.
And either that or they lose all the money really quickly because they just make a lot of silly choices. But you know.
Absolutely, people
they
can.
They want the money. So,
it depends on who you are. You know, I think what you've experienced in your life, it does absolutely change. It's not, I'm not saying that everyone has the same period, but what I'm trying to get to here is like what you're worried about when having this money. And that's why I'm saying, like, Trot seemingly is worried about people deceiving him, people doing things in order to trick him, or, you know, it's very much a, like, a keep the money, hide the money, because they'll try and take the money thing. But equally, it's just like...
No, it's not that.
You don't have to give it to anything. You don't have to interact with anyone you don't want to interact with.
It's not like my precious golem. It's more like I want meaningful relationships with people and not have the money be a problem or a
How do you currently cultivate those meaningful relationships? Because it would just be the same process.
I give people money at the moment.
Right, okay, so that's going to cause some issues. Yeah. Their costs are going to go up, buddy. They hear you got the money, they're like, well, friendship costs were $1,000, mate, but I hear you've just won 100 million, so 10 grand friendship costs this month.
That's the problem I'm facing. That's why I'm worried.
Yeah.
That monthly charge is going to go up.
People, well, this is based off of other stories where people have been treated differently. Suddenly, after winning a windfall of cash, family members treat you differently. You get, and it's just like you either want to avoid that hassle in general, just because you're not about that, and you can enjoy your money without having to flaunt it in such a way that everyone's hounding you for it. And yeah, I think it's more just like being left alone as well. Because if you won that much money, you'd become famous for winning that money. Certainly in some towns.
To an extent.
That's John and Jane down the road. They won 100 million. They just built a tennis court down their road. And it's just like, okay, cool. Like, but I don't know. You might want a quieter life than that. And you don't really want to be known for your money and be a target for anything else in the future. Sure, like you may not be worried about people stealing from you, but it could happen. It's more just like, if you meet someone and they go, oh, you're that person who won all that money. And then they suddenly like you more, or they try to, it's just, yeah, there's a disingenuous. We've met
unwanted attention.
We know what they're like, and
we
I
do.
Like
that's
that.
The thing that you've been able to identify them. I think that's what's important. Like, absolutely, I'm not saying that I'm impervious to like people wheedling their way into my life or whatever. But like, equally, even if they had, I don't think I would ever be like, "Huh, you've tricked me." I'd just be like, "Oh, you're an asshole. Bye."
Yeah,
you know, like that's it, really. Like, it depends on. Like, how hurt you can be from other people, I suppose, is what I'm getting at. Like,
I think I guess it depends. You hurt quite a lot.
Your true friends might come out
the
woodwork.
I'm not so
good
at the confrontation, like, you're an asshole and I don't want you in my life anymore. Instead, I'll just string them along and not respond to texts and stuff instead. And then slowly
but at the
hope
same
that
time,
it dies.
If you've had genuine friendships throughout your life and stuff and you have seen them financially struggling, I would be like, well, fuck it, I'm going to help you out. But, you know, I wouldn't necessarily reveal the full number. I would just be like, well, yeah, I've come into some money.
Here's a tenner.
Here you go. Here's £10. Go get yourself a packet of mints. I don't know how much they cost anymore.
I don't know how much they cost anymore. I've it's 50 quid
maybe,
for a packet of Tide
maybe
Pods.
Half a pint of milk. I have no idea. I don't go to the shops anymore. People do that for me.
That's quite revealing, isn't it?
Yeah. But I would immediately get a personal chef who follows me around cooking me meals.
Oh, man.
Even
I
out
get...
and about.
I'd have
barbecue.
A nutritionist, I'd have like a PT,
yeah.
I'd have a motivational speaker that just gets me ready for the day.
Really? Amazing. A motivational speaker.
You are special. Actually, no, that would make me really fucking detached from reality, wouldn't it?
That would pull you so far away from reality.
No,
I think you kind of are,
like
though.
You.
Like you are inseparably different, though from that point. With £100 million
you
worth of power. Because it's time and power compressed. That's all money really is, right? Yeah. Like, it really is. You are quite detached. And, I mean, I think it makes total sense how detached people are.
I think,
don't try to fuck up anybody else.
I go on there.
You're already having a weird time.
Architects Digest YouTube channel. Find the fanciest house that's there. Like, one of those really nice log cabins that is on an island where you own the whole island. And I go
incredible.
There, get in the swimming pool, blow my brains out.
I've won, he yells.
I was literally I was going down.
I'm the winner.
You say this, right?
Jesus.
We were driving, like, me and my family going past this really fancy country house this weekend, and my dad's like, oh, you see that place in there? And it's like an amazing, it's like straight out of like Sense and Sensibility, you know, like it's like this epic manor house in these amazing grounds, or at least was, and it was like a real burnt out mess. And he was like, yeah, some chap he used to own that place. He was a hedge banker or something. Anyway, found out his wife was going on with somebody else. He burnt a whole place down, flew to Geneva, and drowned himself in a lake.
Jesus.
And I was just like, God. Fucking hell.
I think that answers the question of, yes, people can hurt you.
Well, yourself. Regardless of you are your worst enemy in that scenario. Yeah.
Absolutely. Christ.
Yeah. That's the thing. We always hark back to Notch in those scenarios. Because again, that story itself is kind of an explanation of someone who became... Because that's an insane amount of money to suddenly receive.
Yeah. And everyone knew.
A billion.
Yeah.
And everyone knows about it. And
they knew the
payout
from Microsoft, how much Notch got, all of it. So...
Yeah. And obviously you're famous for one thing, building a an amazing game, and now he's famous for something else.
And I feel like he could never make another game again. Like, you saw him do fits and spurts of like, I'm developing this thing, and then you'd know that the whole world is watching you not make a game as good as Minecraft. Yeah.
And the thing is that, the joy of that was that Minecraft was built out of passion and there was no motivation for finance.
No pressure.
Financial gain. It was something that he enjoyed doing. But then, it's like when, certain child stars peak at a certain age, then what's the rest of their life? They've got all their money, they're sorted. I guess purposelessness. There's kind of this feeling of emptiness that he's then obviously explained in the past of you can have everything, but do you have everything?
No.
So keep your friends close, people.
Well, I mean, you need to know how to apply that power as well. Like, of course, especially with Notch, who, is
just went crazy.
He could have used that money to enlighten himself, to educate himself. To
he might be doing philanthropic stuff with it.
Even beyond philanthropic, developing yourself as a person. It doesn't stop at physical things, at buying things for people. It also, you have this incredible opportunity to explore and work out what you are, how you think. You have all this money to hire all of these people to help you with that, and why the fuck not? Instead, he goes online and starts spreading QAnon and fucking other stupid shit, and talking about
transphobic statements.
Being an average ignorant asshole. And it's hey man, you got handed
maybe hit the financial cap where they tell you you're in a simulation. What happened to Elon?
Maybe.
And also, he tooted that he got, one of the most expensive places in Bel Air, and that he had a suite room and all that stuff. And
he beat off Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Literally.
Not literally.
I think it's just fucking... It's just... I mean, it doesn't make game developers look particularly good. Not to tar them all with the same brush. We know a couple of them. And Chris, yours is fucking weird. He's not.
What do you think he'd do? You
should try their newest game, by the way. It's awesome. It's really good.
Is it really good? Which one?
StarTenders.
Oh, yeah. StarTenders.
I've seen it. Yeah,
one.
It's really good.
Amazing.
No, but it for me was a bit this guy who's done nothing but develop a game in his basement and been on nothing but internet forums for 10 to 15 years and had a pretty traumatic life, which he isn't to blame for. But it's just it turns out he is a completely maladjusted fuck up. It's almost just fuck's sake, try and change yourself a bit, put a bit of fucking effort in, I don't know. It's annoying. That's just my opinion, man.
We got to meet him before he was at that level, though.
Yeah.
Trot got to say horrendous, heinous things to him.
Yeah, yeah. Trot told the billionaire that he fucked his wife. I mean, is there a bigger power move that any of us have ever done than that?
Got him.
What a thing to say. Amazing.
I think that was the start of his downfall, frankly, because he did genuinely flip a switch when I said that. He started rolling around on the floor and going crazy.
Yeah.
He did start doing weird things. I think he was countering the fact that he felt he couldn't. Well, he wasn't sure if it was a joke or not, and then he kind of tried to mask that,
play it off
by then doing silly things,
by making it
but
weirder.
It was just it's just awkward nerd stuff,
I just loved. Well, I didn't love it at the time. It was after the fact where I just came off this high of doing an interview, and then realizing what the fuck have you done, Trot? What did you just say? And then our guy, our representative of our network, was like, you should really not include that interview, that part of the interview video.
It's on our channel. I think it's still live.
So we cut out some of it, though, didn't we?
We might have done. Not all of it.
It rolled around and stuff.
Oh, maybe.
I think we did a little bit.
There's got to be
that
somewhere.
Was there a slapping bit as well, where he's like...
Oh, he starts slapping,
slapping himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty strange.
I'll try and find the footage, because let's be honest... Who's going to stop that now?
So this was... So for context, once again, this is when we were at MineCon Las Vegas.
MineCon 2011.
I think, right?
for the release of Minecraft.
And we were wandering around one of the
children's
rooms.
Children's game.
Huh?
Yeah.
Vegas, children's game.
There's an indication there of like Notch making
Minecraft isn't a children's game. Microsoft's made it a children's game, but I don't think Minecraft is a children's game.
Well, the clientele and the people that turned up to Minecon were almost all children.
Yeah.
With
it's
parents.
Still good. Like, it was children were playing it predominantly.
I know so many adults that play it.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I know more people in their 30s now that play Minecraft than played when we used to play it back in our early 20s. Like, I really do. Like, maybe that's just because of the circles I move in now are just really dominated by nerds. But like,
I just would say that if there was a diagram, most of it would be a younger generation.
Yeah.
But Vegas.
Oh, there's Dead Mouse as well.
Yeah, there's Dead Mouse. Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry to interrupt. Yeah, what we're seeing on video.
The
on,
interview with Notch, real quick, on, without sound.
It's a clip of him. You got your H4N in your hand. Little mic.
If you want to see this in video form and you're only listening to audio,
Dead
check out the Hat Chat Podcast YouTube channel.
With Notch.
Is that little. What, Dead Mouse? Do you think he's bothered? Well, Dead Mouse is wealthy in his own right, so he's probably they probably schmoozed together sometimes.
Yeah, they had a huge association with each other for a while. Like,
yeah,
hung out as friends and stuff.
You see, I think the people who worked at Mojang, the guys who also got like basically a billion each as well, they did the right thing. They stepped out of the limelight, they sorted their families out, and now they're probably living the dream somewhere nice.
But they didn't invent Minecraft.
But they didn't invent Minecraft, of course. But they certainly...
I think
certainly
we cut it out.
But they did it well. No, Mojang was well set up.
We may have cut out the slapping, yeah.
We cut out the slapping and him rolling around.
I must have this footage somewhere. I've got, like, hard drives.
You
and
keep
drives
everything.
I do. I've got drives. Drives for days.
We're going to find that footage of him rolling around and going insane.
Drives, like... Got another... Drive
so
for days,
stuff.
Mate.
You got to be careful. Footage. Some of those could like just stop working.
Well, these are all new ones.
You should run a NAS.
These are the new ones I put in. The old ones were all those big chunky ones.
Is everything backed up to the cloud as well?
No.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Hello, I'm Wheels, the Dungeon Master for Storybreakers. Love Critical Role and movies like Hot Fuzz and Spotlight? Actual play series Storybreakers combines the fantasy adventure of Dungeons & Dragons with small-town comedy and mystery in an episodic tale of journalists on the hunt for the secret underbelly of a tiny town where nothing seems to happen.
But excuse me if I don't think a bunch of ragtag journalists from a podunk town are actually going to be of any help.
But technically, I don't come from here.
When the mysterious arrival of a celebrity from the Heroes and Adventurers Guild sets off a strange conspiracy, the group will have to leave what they think they know about the world at the door if they're ever to unravel the truth at the heart of this seemingly nondescript town.
It's not front page of the Sasai Star. No.
I pull up the today's like installment of the news to see what the front page actually is.
There's a big picture of a pumpkin that's been stepped on, and it says, "Outrage as pumpkin stepped on."
Storybreaker Season 1 in its entirety is available for listening right now wherever you get your podcasts, with Season 2 on the way. Find out more at dicebreaker.com.
The footage
I don't
is
trust
like
the cloud.
11 years old.
Well,
now.
If you have both, I mean, as in like both is the best thing, a physical version and
this
an online digital version.
Like 30 terabytes. I don't even know. I mean, maybe more than that.
But who's Terry?
Who's Terry? Who's Terry and why is he biting?
Do
but
we
it's in there
do
somewhere.
A,
it's got to be.
A second Patreon. Hypothetical.
Well, I don't think we've quite done slanging off Notch, are
okay,
we?
Okay, go on.
We can go on.
No. Oh,
no, we're done. They. I mean, again, they were very good, nice to us to begin with.
They
so
were very
was,
nice
yeah.
to us.
But, his life took a very strange turn. And, yeah, it looks like money isn't always the answer. But we've established that, we do good things with our money. But who knows until you get it?
I feel reassured.
So give it to us.
Honestly,
give it to us,
please. I'm a Euro millionaire. Thank you and goodbye.
Oh,
you're not,
I have some stuff I need
nobody
doing.
Nobody
in
the UK
in
the won the Euro Millions this week, Trot, because I did it and nobody won it.
Nobody won it.
So,
do you do the lottery?
Shit, that's expensive.
You a lottery player?
No, I only do it when there's like over 100 million to be won on a Euro Millions. because like
What does it matter?
Well, they say that the lottery is just a tax of people that can't do math, right? Like that. That
well,
is,
yeah, because it's just like well,
it's astronomically. I've got more chance of being hit by lightning, exactly. But to be honest, I do enough stuff that I think eventually I probably will get hit by lightning. So, like, you know, climbing trees, walking around outside, it's going to happen.
You've got to be in it to win it, haven't you? That's
you've
got to
be in it to win it. So, no, I will very occasionally do the lottery, but I really don't do it very often.
Do you change the numbers? Do you use the same numbers every time?
Yeah.
Like that guy in Lost.
I mean, there's literally no reason to change them. Just queue them up. Queue the ones you do, you know?
Yeah, and exactly.
Did I say my
just
granddad?
Just do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That my granddad from years ago. That hasn't come up though, has it, Ross? Never come up in fully sequential order.
No.
Anyway, but you're right. My granddad years and years ago used to write down every single lottery result and try and work out an algorithm or a cipher manually without a computer. This is in I think he died in the very early 2000s. But he worked on the nuclear bombers, like the B-52s and stuff in America. Really? Like, he's a smart guy. Like, he was very smart. Went a bit bonkers, I think. But he had all of these, tabulations on, Quaker Oats porridge boxes of all of this stuff he was writing out.
And holy shit.
At the time, I was really quite, young and just as bad at maths as I am now. But, they tried to explain it to me at one point, but I think he was trying to basically just work out trends, what the most likely roles would be without using a computer, which would have made it way easier. Like, we could probably do this now. We could probably look at every lottery result and look at what most common numbers are.
I still think it's just random, isn't it?
It should be totally random, exactly. So everything should have a very sort of vague variation from a norm.
Is it still done? I've not seen the lottery live in a long time. Is it still?
They didn't do it.
Little...
Did they do it live?
I don't know. Just some numbers pop up on the lottery app, and I go, "I'm not rich yet."
And then they bring in some radio DJ to pull out the numbers.
Right. So the most common numbers are on the Euro Millions website, apparently. So you can do this. But I will continue his work. I will pick up that Quaker's box.
Your beautiful mind it. Yeah.
Yeah, he was on something. I don't think he was. But then it was the second Patreon. You got to lock down again. This is our second Patreon question selected. It's a hypothetical. You got to lock down again. This isn't an announcement. This isn't a public sort of broadcasting service announcement.
Of course.
Imagine hearing
this
it
time
from
around,
a hatchet.
Though. This is how we interrupt this urgent announcement. You've got a lockdown again. This time, though, the power grid is down for weeks at a time. You don't have to worry about keeping warm or cold, just entertained. What do you do to cope?
What?
So you don't have to worry about heating or cooling.
There's no power.
Yes.
And you're locked down.
But your fridge is fucked.
So, well, no, you don't have to worry about keeping warm or cold. Does that also mean, Trot, that the fridge works?
General means he's fine. You're right.
That doesn't make sense. I'm going to plug my TV into where my fridge was plugged in.
He's done it. He's cracked the system.
He's solved it. Now, look, because eating would be something I would do to entertain myself.
Let's just say
it's not a good thing.
You did get fucked. Your fridge did get fucked, but you've managed to store a ton of tins and foods and stuff.
Finis.
So you're all right without refrigerated food.
Can we leave or do we have to stay in the house?
You're locked, really locked down.
So it's full on curfews.
How many candles are left?
COVID is evolved into a zombie mutation and people are killing each other in the streets and stuff.
Oh, Trot, you know I'd be out there. You know I'd be out there in a fucking war wagon. Oh, I'd be out there. Why the fuck not?
What if the announcement was still saying that any time you attack someone, it's still counted as a crime and will be reported as such? So you can't.
I wouldn't
just kill
attack
zombies.
I'd armor up the vehicle, and if they happen to run in front of my vehicle, that's not my fault. I'm on the road. I'm driving at the speed limit.
Okay, not zombies
CCTV
then.
CCTV captures you. I'm just saying.
There's a gas that's going around, and then if you inhale it, you die instantly. Oh,
that's worse.
That's awful.
It?
That's terrible.
And you have to keep
so you've sealed all your doors and windows, right? Yeah. Okay.
You got expanding foam everywhere.
Stuffing. Stuffy. Very stuffy. So to end, and you're just worried about entertaining yourself. How do I stave off this boredom?
Yeah.
You're worried of gas.
I'm so bored.
I'm so bored of hiding from gas that I can't see or hear.
In your house.
Okay. You're safe at how? Okay. I don't know. Bring out the board games. Let's get those board games back out. Bring back Monopoly. Bring back the cards. Get really into Rummy.
You're going to Monopoly.
Rummy. I'm going to Monopoly. Yeah. Connect Four for a bit. Mix it up. rifle through all the ones you could possibly do. Keep doing those puzzles over and over again by candlelight.
By what candlelight.
There are ways to entertain yourselves, but like also just
got
like
two
yeah,
guitars and a piano at home. I'll use those.
Mine. Oh my! It's electric. Isn't yours?
So is mine.
MIDI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so you got electric.
All right. So I got two guitars. I got a mandolin. You know, I'll write some
brush
songs.
Up. Nice.
I could learn new languages. Got a couple of new languages
how?
I could learn.
How
would you my partner it? Speaks two additional languages. They could teach me.
Okay. Your books for that as well. That'd
cheat
be good.
Codes.
Books.
Yeah.
Reading books. I read the same book over and over again. I just have the one.
Same book over and over. Yeah. I've got a bunch of. Do our phones go completely dead? So I can't listen to like audiobooks, for example. What
You've
if my
like
fridge has an audiobook option?
Your fridge is not going to work.
It's turned off.
Trot says it works.
No,
it's
shuts
off.
Down.
Wait, so we can't chill food?
No, I said,
you need
like
to
I said,
all that freezing.
You've
as
got
soon
all
as possible.
The tin food you need for a week, whatever.
Just a week, right? Oh, it's only a week as well. Fuck, I don't know.
You don't
Trot,
know that.
Just
you
meditate.
Know it's going to be a week.
It's not going to take a week. It says a week in the question. I wouldn't find it difficult to entertain myself for a week in my house. I wish I had more
boring.
Space. Like, I'm guessing you can't go out in your garden. I don't have a garden. But, like, I'm guessing if you've expanding foamed your doors shut, you can't go out either then.
I went overboard because of fear and panic. And I really bought into all the, like, the really negative news and stuff. So I've gone the extra mile to make sure no one's getting in or out.
That's fair enough. No air in or out.
Nothing.
We've only got enough oxygen to survive 1 week.
One week. And then on the last day,
so,
you
no
open
exercising.
The door and it's like you've been in the submarine for a week and like the air stinks. You know, it's just like...
I can smell everyone's breath combined. The dogs and cats.
It'd just be interesting to see, like, I think how many of us just spend an evening not doing something that involves an electric device.
Electric product. Yeah, of course. Like even just, definitely. It would be... I mean, I'm
like
guessing also you'd be alone or with a partner. That would be it. So that you'd be around a group of people. You couldn't play a big game if you were playing board games to chill
you're
out.
Stuck with whoever's
like,
living with you right now.
Just, maybe read. Go back to
the
classic
thing.
Reading.
If you're reading, how many physical books do you have that you've not read yet? Or did you get
a
Kindle?
Actually.
I have a few that I've... Oh.
I got books.
Kindle might have a little bit of battery left, but battery lasts a while on a Kindle.
They're pretty good, but you haven't charged them
a
long time. You haven't read in a while.
Assume that there's no... I know where this is going. No technology, right?
Yeah.
Technologyless, in that sense. I'd read some books again.
Classics. Electronic devices and computers, yes, they're amazing for entertaining you. They are. They're designed for it. And of course, I'd love to spend the week playing computer games, but like, I can't do that all the time. Mm-hmm. So, I guess it's just do the things that you do when you're not playing computer games. But I mean, I
in
do
your
love
home,
playing computer
in your
games.
Home, what is it?
Prison rules. I'd get ripped.
Yeah. See, that's another thing. Working out,
ripped.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm lifting everything. Chairs.
You need food to get ripped though. That's
you
the other
do.
Thing. Like you're
I'm
gonna
exhaust myself.
Rip through your tin beans pretty fucking
just,
quick.
You've got 50 tins of kidney beans.
Yeah.
Get real clean. 50 kidney beans, nice. Okay, well, how are we cooking them? Like a
you
gas stove thing, like a camping stove.
You got a jet.
That's a good point. Like
last a week.
Yeah.
You got propane.
Because delivery, are they out and about risking the gas for that?
Their app doesn't work.
The gig
app
doesn't work
for that £2.50 a delivery that takes them like 25 to 30 minutes. I don't get it. I don't get how they do it. How are they affording all these conversions of electric bikes as well? Everyone's got them now. Have you noticed in Bristol? Every delivery guy, he's not pedaling anymore. He is not pedaling. He's got a bike, but
they're
he's strapped
rare.
A fuck-off massive
very
motor
rare.
And a hub-driven motor annoyed. And a battery on them now. It's become so common. It must be very cost-effective.
Maybe. Or you can rent them, maybe.
These don't get rented. If they're renting them, somebody's having a laugh, aren't they?
A bloody giggle.
They're having a giggle.
Either that or they've found a great investment opportunity.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It would be very boring, but I'm sure that if it's just a week, it's not too bad. If it was a period of time, if it was the 2 years of COVID kind of lockdowns.
Fucking hell, that's a completely different
scenario,
isn't
it? You would start to lose your marbles a little bit.
Definitely.
Just in terms of what we used to. I'm sure over time you'd probably maybe feel refreshed, rejuvenated after a couple of weeks of avoiding any kind of screens, any technology or
it's probably
social
a tipping point,
have,
right? Where either you go insane or you learn to adapt and find peace with whatever you're doing.
Yeah, but as the aged people we are, we've learned to, well, we've lived in a time when technology wasn't like that. So like phones were a basic kind
everywhere,
of
everywhere, yeah.
A green backlit screen and kind of basic digitized text.
It was a simpler time.
It was a simpler time. Computer games.
The majority of our life is with electronic devices, though.
We still, you had electronic devices, of course.
Yeah.
But it was simpler. Mm. And the internet wasn't there, which is a big thing.
I feel like the difference between then and now is back then I would do anything to defend my use of a phone to like my parents or anyone like that. I said, no, I need it. No, you can't take my phone. Or like, oh, when everyone says like, oh, those things are rotting your brain. You're like, no, you're not. No, they're great. You just don't understand it. And now I'm like in my 30s, I'm like, fuck. I think they did rot my brain a bit. It's like,
yeah, they're right.
Oh,
did your eyes ever go square?
People weren't necessarily right for the right reasons, but I think that like
no one could have anticipated the cataclysmic effect of like what these devices have given us over the last 10 years or so.
Again, something else sort of quite insightful. I was talking to my parents at the weekend, and they were saying like, "God, it is really weird though, because like." If something happened about 5-10 years ago where so many people just start coming out of the woodwork as nutters and with like crazy opinions, you know, like stupid shit on Facebook and stuff. And I'm like, I'll tell you what it was, Mum and Dad. It's when your generation found Facebook, wasn't it? And like literally they weren't ready or something where, you know, they just started to all proliferate, not all of them, but a lot of them started to proliferate. This like conspiracy shit on Facebook and things like that, and like
what is that?
Completely but there's also muddling like, them up.
We wouldn't have heard about them because the internet opened our eyes up to these communities. So like they could have always been there.
You know, very pervasive.
Newspapers were the controlling market of that kind of thought process. So it's more of a case of now we know about them because we can see them all the time as well. So yeah, it,
but you can see them because they're being presented. A poisoned
well
to
of Facebook, but there's also like. They could have always been there as well in a different form. It's just now we...
But the social media is presenting it to them. Yeah. It's being presented to them because it's not like they're seeing a catalogue of wide-ranging opinions. They're seeing the things that provide a lot of inflammatory responses because that's the thing that creates engagement. Yeah. So really, right, absolutely. They never would have gone into that library in the first place. However, there is also this element of like... You get presented with it on customized data feeds. You know, I want a Twitter or a Facebook where, or specifically, I want a Twitter where it just gives me the things that the people I follow say, and not necessarily like half of the feed is like I'm pretty close to stopping using Twitter because like it does feel as though it is half your feed is just designed to elicit an emotional response.
I don't think
half of that is bad.
People I know anymore. It's mostly just news stories and stuff, which is, I guess. What I mainly follow it for is just to stay up to date with all the craziness that happens in the world. I didn't really need to know, but I
like to know the top kind of the headlines, right? Like the who is going to be in charge of our country for the next 2 years? Let's find out. This small group of people I don't agree with decides. Oh God. Anyway, enough funny news. Have we got any funny news?
There's a lot of funny news that's carried over,
right?
As in, like, that's been sat in the.
We've got time for a couple.
So it's not necessarily new news. Let's see, what's this? Oh, this one's about a cosmic boffin. Oh God, this can't be real. So obviously, you saw the James Watt thing recently, which is incredible. The images.
James
this
Webb.
Is nothing. This isn't specifically to do with the James Webb. What did I say?
James not.
Something else. James Webb is what I meant. And the incredible images that came from that. Holy shit, that is incredible. Especially the fact that, like, a grain of sand held arm's length. That's the actual scope of
how
that
image.
How
much of the night sky that was
so
captured.
So there's just trillions more of that.
Uncountably.
That just blows your mind, doesn't it? Yeah. And, like, when people are like, oh, there's no way there's other beings. There has to be. There just has to be. I cannot... Maybe they're not exactly the same as us, but like there are living creatures out there in that mass of insanity.
Yeah,
just in that fucking sand, that tiny little piece. There's got to be, and then let alone when there's an image as well of like a wider scope of that. You can zoom out of it. It blows your mind just seeing that.
Yeah, it's
just
incredible.
Like, it puts things into such a different perspective.
Like the fact that it's so crisp as well. Like Hubble was incredible and still is, but. The comparison of like Hubble's image of the same area, sharpened, like just gives it this clarity that's like, oh my God, like that's just a void of space surrounded filled with galaxies. It's incredible. Yeah. Like it's like, oh my God, it's actually real. And like there's a part of your brain that processes it a little bit differently. It's like, oh my God, that is something that's out there. And it does send you into like a either, oh my God, that's awesome and wondrous, or an existential like, holy shit, we are so insignificant. And there's nothing.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that both, when I think about things like that, I'm so insignificant, and that is amazing, because like, you know how complicated you are, but like, you know, you know that in your mind, or the way you think, or the way you feel probably like quite a complicated person, quite an interesting person with a lot of depth and things to them. And that is been created in this tiny little being on this tiny little planet in the middle of this vast, vast universe. And that's like amazing, isn't it? Like that you
can
are
come around again,
that complicated, yet that insignificant. So imagine how complicated and exciting and in depth everything else could be.
Yeah. Like, something that has microscopic slightly level. More significance.
Yeah.
Like microscopic level of like detail at such a tiny, tiny size. And then obviously the scale of the universe in itself is just, you can spend a long time just thinking about it, and it's just like impressive to me. And it's just like, yeah. And then you think about all the petty things happening on our planet. It's
really exhausting.
It makes you wonder, like, man, I don't know. It's just impressive. And I love that they're doing these things to expand our knowledge of these places we'll never unfortunately get to travel to or really explore in any true depth. But it's just, yeah.
Well, you might get uploaded yet, Ross. You might get uploaded before you die.
Oh, yeah.
You could potentially be a digital consciousness, maybe.
Or it could die and then just turn up on one of those other galaxies. That's what I like to think. That would be cool.
Yeah, or indeed, like, you
if
know,
I believe if it, you, I'll, that's going to happen.
You die, your consciousness, your body breaks down into all of the little bits of microbes, and it gets eaten up by bacteria in the soil, and you become part of the Earth again. And then in a few billion years, the Earth, you know, gets consumed by the sun or explodes or whatever. Then all the bits that made up you and every other person that's ever existed get flung across the universe. And maybe in its infinite distance and infinite time, you could come back together as the parts that formed you. And you wouldn't know, because it would just be like when you weren't born. That time would be nothing to you. And well, you might just wake up.
If you're recombined with all the same neuron pathways and stuff and the same memories of just before you died. Can you imagine?
Exactly. If the universe is infinite,
we don't understand the complexities
like that could
of consciousness.
Mm.
We don't understand why we can think.
Yeah.
Isn't the current running theory, though, that the universe is not infinite and it very much will end?
Yeah. So, well, maybe. I mean, I'm no physicist, I think you're right. Like, it was thought that there was sort of infinite expansion of the universe, but they think that at a certain point it's slowing, or it might indeed start to recede
back on
itself.
Just expanding infinitely. So things would be so
distant
from each
other. Death of the universe, whatever they call it. But again, that might not be for such a long time that every chance, every potential thing could almost always happen again. You know, as in like every...
Yeah.
The chance sort of meeting of all the molecules and atoms that make up your consciousness could chance happen again. And... maybe you'd remember things. I don't know. It's very exciting. It is amazing. Mm. And it's awesome to see such a breadth of existence, isn't it?
And that's just the imagery.
Really is.
James Webb.
Anyway, the story, I saw that kind of triggered that.
More importantly.
The headline is four hostile alien civilizations in Milky Way could attack Earth, claims Cosmic Boffin.
Oh, Cosmic Boffins are to be trusted.
I mean, I usually go to the Daily Star for my cosmic.
Oh, this is the Daily
info.
Star, is it? Right.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Space researcher Alberto Caballero.
Isn't that a type of cabbage?
I'm not sure. Maybe it is. I'm not sure. Has warned that the chances of an alien attack have been boosted by sending out messages trying to make contact with extraterrestrials. After seeing that image, that just seems really dumb. Four hostile alien civilizations lurking in the Milky Way could attack Earth. While he said that the probability of an attack is small, about the same as the Earth being destroyed by an asteroid strike, he has warned the chances are boosted by sending out messages trying to make contact with ETs. Let's see where he gets into the juice of this nut. He said the signal first detected by a radio telescope in 1977 was a minute-long burst of radio energy that may have originated from a sun-like star 1,800 light years from Earth. is considered the best potential indicator of alien life since humans began searching more than 60 years ago. I did a paper based...
It could be anything. What?
It could be anything, yeah.
Just like, I heard some distortion in my radio walkie-talkie. Yeah. That's got to be fucking aliens.
I got a CT radio. That's how much of a leap this is.
But anyway, yeah. I believe it.
It could happen, couldn't it? I mean,
my whole house.
It's odd. I never ever trust anyone when they get into specifics. I think that is that when it comes to things like this, it's like there's four. They look like this, 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 and this, and you're like,
yeah.
How are you talking about?
Like, well, if a person said there is a chance that an alien species could attack our planet, yeah, I guess there is a chance, but like, I don't think. Are we just treating this as hilarious? I don't know. I don't really know.
I mean, it says here that they may have a brain with a different chemical composition and might not have our empathy, or they might have more.
Oh, yeah, because we've got loads of empathy.
Behaviors.
Human species, notoriously empathetic. We're literally destroying natural life on our planet.
Scientists to use caution in deploying METI, which is messaging extraterrestrial intelligence, for fear it could provoke an ET invasion.
Don't give an acronym. I think
SETI's been
incredible.
I know. Again, that image, just looking at that image alone kind of makes you think how unlikely is anything could even come into contact with another. Galaxies, the galaxies upon galaxies upon galaxies. We're a tiny little speck in a sea of quadrillion pixels. It's like, yeah, it's nuts. I mean, sure, but let him have his time. He's done his warnings to the other scientists, and they've had their chance to ignore him. So it's
all right. Quick question before we end, then.
Yeah,
you've got the choice. There's an alien ship hovering on the edge of our solar system, right? Like, it's circling our solar system.
Let me give us a backdrop, sorry. Hang on.
It hasn't seen Earth somehow. It's on the edge of our solar system, and it hasn't seen Earth as anything worth visiting. You have no idea what the intentions of those aliens are, but if you signal them, they will come down to a field near your home where you'll be able to see them, meet them. Do you signal them? Would you rather meet them not knowing their intention or not meet them at all to remain innocuous and safe?
I would meet them.
I think so, right. Yeah.
You would?
I think it gives a whole new meaning to life as we know it. I think it's worth exploring these things rather than just cowering in fear. Because although they might destroy you as an individual, who knows what discovering them could bring.
That's the thing. They've got the technology to be able to land on our planet. Like, they've, who knows where they came from? They therefore have the ability to destroy all life on our planet or greet us. So I'm dead anyway. Fuck it, I'm going out there.
But they wouldn't know. They're not dead. That's the thing. They wouldn't have known you were there unless you see them.
Right.
I think this is the thing. It's like, it's not necessarily a good idea because, you know, the human race doesn't necessarily need aliens for anything to continue being the best human race it can be. But like, I agree. Like, it's almost like, well, even if you die, you've experienced something or you've been part of something so momentous that, you know, pretty good way to go, really. Like, somebody might not know. You might just be an evaporated spot on a football field though in the middle of the night, because like, other people might not see the air.
but I think some people we could live for 70 years working a dead-end job, or you could explore something beyond yourself and humanity. That's the interesting,
that's your choice, listener. Think on that. Go find the aliens.
Some people like the quiet life. So. but the image, we've got the image shown up now.
It's just insane. I'm just entranced by it.
It's insane looking at that and knowing that that's also just a speck as well. What's there is, I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of galaxies just in one square of image. And yet that one square is...
And that's just the limit of what James Webb can see. Obviously, there's far more beyond that.
It's only slated to be 15 years until we replace it with something even more powerful as well. I think Hubble was like 30. So this is like half the time, and then they're going to stick something else up there. I mean, there might even be more coming. I mean, the rate at which optics have progressed in consumer goods is amazing. It makes you think that hopefully...
Well, space level, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a mirror array, though. Didn't it get knocked by something not long ago as well? So there is a fragility...
Can.
Sorry?
Spray Coke can? Somebody lobbed a Coke can on it?
It was like a small rock, but obviously hitting mm-hmm. it at some force. So I don't know how like fragile it could be just being out there, but the likelihood of it getting hit is probably very slim still.
Right.
Technically, the time it took James Webb to go from concept to release is from 1996.
Wow.
Really? Okay.
They initiated the next-gen space telescope in 96. In 2000, Nexus cancelled it. And then 2002, they named it the James Webb Space Telescope. So that's 19 years ago. And then wow. 2003,
just
they
think
the
about
funding.
How much progress we could have if we just like focused on stuff like this.
Just chuck a Samsung up there. They got real good zoom.
Well, yeah. Chuck a Sammy up there. Put LG screen on it. Oh, lovely OLED. Yeah.
You won't get all these like... lens flares.
Stupid fucks.
Yeah, it looks amazing. Jesus
it's
Christ.
Awesome. Anyway,
you can stare at it
we've
for
gone
ages.
Far beyond our usual
Indeed.
40 minutes.
Yeah.
So we have a big old bumper yeah. episode for you today. We hope you enjoyed mm-hmm. it. And if you do have any funny news, it's hard to sift through them these days, so any help is appreciated. Please send yeah. it to hatchat@hat-films.com. And again, any fingles out there, if you're feeling like a bit of a creative buzz right now, we'd love to play them at the start and end of our Hat Chat podcast. So please
Indeed,
send them in.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And a huge thanks to our patrons as well for supporting Hat Chat on patreon.com/hatfilms. Very much appreciate
Thank
your
you.
Support and allowing us to keep patrons. Doing Hat Chat. And we'll see you all next week. Have a great bloody weekend.
Yeah.
We'll see you Ooh, in TwitchCon, maybe. We'll see.
Maybe.
We'll be there.
Ta-ra for now.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.